Good morning. High pressure giving way off the eastern seaboard opened the door for increasing and thickening clouds overnight. In some spots, we have areas of fog and even a little bit of drizzle this morning. Temperatures, though, remaining on the mild side, mainly in the 40s with some upper 30s out there across parts of the higher terrain. But everyone's above freezing this morning. A storm system is tracking through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada. It's pulling in a bunch of moisture along a cold front draped across the Appalachian Mountains. That rain will head up the mountain chain and into our region as we get into the day today, so scattered showers will become more numerous later this morning and turn into a steadier rain later on during the afternoon and carrying us through the evening commute. A southerly breeze will help temperatures push up toward the lower 50s for afternoon highs. Tonight, the rain will persist into the evening, then as that front punches through, will wind down as scattered showers overnight. Still a lot of clouds and areas of fog during the overnight period as temperatures dip back into the 30s. Still plenty of clouds around with upper-level energy passing through tomorrow. The risk of a shower, but breezy and cooler weather will be the main theme with highs in the lower to mid-40s. A reinforcing shot of much colder air for Saturday on the heels of a gusty northwest wind. Highs will only be in the lower to mid-30s, and with that cold air over the Great Lakes downwind of Lake Ontario, lake effect snow squalls will add up on Saturday. A few flurries and snow showers could add up to a dusting elsewhere across mainly interior New York and New England. Over the weekend, it looks like we'll dry things out on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds, highs back into the 30s. Another system will head our way on Monday with scattered showers. By this point, though, we'll be back into the 40s and temperatures reaching to about 50 on Wednesday with increasing clouds and scattered showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, strong onshore flow ahead of the next Pacific system will stream moisture into the northwest that'll produce rain over the coast into parts of Northern California. Cold air trapped in valleys will produce rain and freezing rain over parts of Washington State and Oregon. Winter storm warnings and advisories have been issued for the higher terrain in Washington and Oregon for ice and snow, and flood watches are out again closer to the coast. Snow totals in the Cascades could exceed 20 inches with this next storm, with another 3 to 7 inches of rain possible in the foothills down to the shore. Meanwhile, a freezing rain advisory has been issued for all of the state of Maine. Cold air in place out ahead of the next storm will cause rain and drizzle to freeze on contact, which will cause hazardous travel. At Mount Washington this morning, 50 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 23 degrees with a southwest wind at 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 46 degrees, the dew point 41. 83% relative humidity, a south wind at 9 miles per hour. And the barometer at 29.96 inches and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Tampa, Florida, to a low of 14 below zero at Grand Canyon, Arizona. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with rain developing in the mid-50s, Boston, cloudy, rain developing in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with rain and highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 46 degrees, the low 35, the average temperature 41, that's 13 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.08 inches for the month, which is 55 hundredths of an inch below normal. And 36.06 inches for the year, which is 1.99 inches of precipitation below normal. No snowfall yesterday, zero for the season, which is 9.2 inches of snow below normal. There were 24 heating degree days in Albany for the month, now 361. That's 181 below normal, and 1,444 for the season, which is 502 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees. The average low, 21. The record high, 59, set in 1984, and the record low, 8 below zero, in 1942. Sunrise this morning, 7:20 a.m. Sunset this evening at 4:23 p.m. 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with rain moving in today, and highs in the upper 40s. rain this evening, tapering off to scattered showers overnight tonight. Also, areas of fog with lows in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain moving in today and highs in the lower to mid-50s. More rain this evening, tapering off to scattered showers and some fog overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain moving in today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. More rain this evening, tapering off to scattered showers and some fog overnight tonight with lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain moving in today and highs in the upper 40s to around 50. More rain this evening, tapering off to scattered showers overnight tonight. Also areas of fog with lows in the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain moving in today and highs right around 50. More rain this evening, winding down overnight. Also areas of fog with lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy and cooler, a passing shower in the mid-40s, blustery and cold Saturday, with winds increasing over 30 miles per hour, driving in that chilly air in the mid-30s with lake-effect snow showers and squalls. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 30s Sunday, a chance of showers Monday, back into the lower to mid-40s, mid to upper 40s with increasing clouds Tuesday, and another chance of showers with highs around 50 on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.